It is July 17th. Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker of Acker Finley for one of his regular updates. Brian, you know, we have talked, and I have experienced the success of your equity strategy and the quantitative approach that you have. We've done very well since about 2002, but it's always been in a rising market. The question I've had is, now, does this work in a down market? Now, it hasn't been an extended right. down market, but it's sure gone one way since May.
Right.
What have we seen since it turned down?
I think there's a number of things. One is, as I tell all our clients, is we go through what we call cups here, where we hit new highs, and then we correct through. Now, what I do say is the timing and duration of those cups, I do not know. So we could be in this cup for quite some time. But the portfolio underneath, every month, when we rebalance, adjusts itself to where the value is in the particular market. So I have no qualms that we'll hit new highs again. It's just, I don't know when.
Okay, well, but let's run it against the benchmark. How have you done in comparison with the TSX and the S&P?
Okay, year to date, we're about probably 1.5% behind the S&P 500. The TSX, we're about flat, a little up against the TSX year to date. But we, between January and probably April, we were beating those benchmarks handsomely.
I remember.
For sure.
When the market was rising.
When the market was rising. But what's happened is, even though we're still around our index levels, we've given up much of that overperformance, and that's what clients see. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, especially, I'm not too worried about Canada, but in the U.S., sometimes the markets itself goes through a period of irrationality, and let's elaborate a little bit on that. A large portion of our weight, as a lot of our investors know, especially in the U.S., is in energy, oils. Well, oils were really sold off in the U.S. They hit those oils hard. They sold those oils hard. And really, here today,
And the price of the stuff has done nothing but go up. I mean, not gas notwithstanding.
Well, exactly. So, just in the last week, certainly the market on oils has gone up appreciably. But that's the kind of the irrational part of this market that you kind of scratch your head about, but we're there to get value. Sometimes the market appreciates it, sometimes the market doesn't, so there's nothing much I can do about it.
So when you rebalanced at the end of June, you didn't change your outlook, you didn't change the formula.
No.
And you stayed, energy is 32% of your U.S. fund now.
Yep, still 32%, down a bit, only because we sold Marathon, which we made a huge gain on, and actually consumer discretionary is picking up in our portfolio because we're seeing the likes of Tyco in our portfolio in their top 10, and stocks like Sprint, Nextel. So,
now, those are two of the fallen angels. I mean, both Tyco and Sprint, well, Sprint was part of WorldCom in those days. You have confidence in the transparency of these companies today?
Yeah, we check them. We've checked through certainly the financials. There are audited financials, and the accountants and the SEC have given their blessing on these things. But again, we're going through looking for cheap assets. We actually also in our top 10, a name that we've had on and off is McDonald's, which is up about 5% today.
Yeah,
so we'll go through from time to time looking for value wherever it is. You know, the mantra is we got the cheapest stocks in the S&P 500, and certainly we're seeing new names pop in the portfolio.
Do you think the S&P 500 is, a lot of people I've talked to recently think there's a new low not much farther ahead?
Well, it's funny because I was on your program about 4 years ago, and if I didn't predict the exact bottom of the S&P 500, I certainly would win a prize for coming close.
I remember, in 2002.
In 2002, and I think it was around 820 or something, but But I'm telling you, when you look at the S&P 500, we are about 4.5% away from that low of 2002. Let me put it another way. If the S&P were to fall to 1180 in today's terms, that's like buying the S&P 500 back in 2002 at about 820. And I can tell you, a lot of people have looked back, certainly subsequent since 2002, would love to pick that low again, certainly when you're looking at 2003.
Okay, you're on the spot. Pick it.
Yeah, I think there's a chance we may go to 1180, but that would be the absolute bottom. I would.
And then we get into the four-year cycle again?
I think so. I mean, there's so much value in the U.S., and we need the certainty, you know, certainly the Japan thing to work itself out. But, wow, there's a lot of value in the U.S. It has to do whatever it does. But, wow, it has the potential of making a lot of money for people.
Well, I'll catch up with you in 2 weeks, Brian, and we'll see how that's playing out. Thanks for your time.
Great.